Hey, Pleasant, good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Always glad to have you with us here on another beautiful Thursday, right in the middle of one of the busiest times in our economy's calendar year. That, of course, being the month of October. Plenty of visitors in the area, many of them heading up to Oktoberfest at Sugar Mountain. We talked about that last week with Kim Yokel. This week, we're going to talk about another one of those big October economic drivers, that being the Valley Country Fair. Organizers Bob and Julie Gates with us here this morning. We're going to talk some about the economic impact of Valley Country Fair, the details, the volunteers, just how this epic event comes together each and every year out in Valley Cruces. So stick around with us. Valley Country Fair, the subject of the program today, as you are tuned in to Mind Your Business here this morning, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, and as we mentioned before the break, talking Valley Country Fair right around the corner, October 19th, big Saturday of lots of festivities here in the High Country, but one of the signature things that not only is a staple on the calendar of many from a things to do standpoint, it's also one of the major tourism drivers in this area. We were earlier this year fortunate enough to present the organizers of the Valley Country Fair with the annual tourism award that the Chamber of Commerce gives out, thanks in part to our association with the Tourism Development Authority, and just looking at overall the dynamics of bringing up a region's worth of visitors to what, again, is one of the more celebrated events of our area. Of course, this event always kind of goes hand in hand with the Woolly Worm Festival. A lot of people come up and make a weekend out of both festivities. Valley Country Fair all day Saturday the 19th, you'll be able to enjoy Woolly Worm Festival all weekend. And it's also Appalachian State homecoming, so there'll be a football game to go to as well. But again, a lot of different things going on, and today we want to talk about one of our signature events. We're joined today by co-chairs Bob and Julie Gates. And Julie, we'll start with you a little bit on the history element of this. For those that might not be as familiar, what is it that makes the Valley Country Fair so attractive?
Well, number one, I can't think of a more beautiful place to have a country fair. So for those who know Valley Cruces and, you know, are in it every day, I mean, we never get tired of the view out the window. So, but, you know, like David said, this is the 41st Valley Country Fair. And the thing that I love so much about it is, there are new things, crafts and great food, and we have some new technology that we'll talk about in a minute, but it's the feeling of the typical, that idyllic country fair that makes it so fun for people to be here. The smells, the sounds, the sights, see your friends. That's really the thing that Bob and I are really excited about, is being able to be a part of this long-term event, but also to make it new and exciting and to enjoy it in this beautiful community.
And Bob, I know that's something that we were talking on about before we went on this morning, is that, you know, this is an opportunity for people to kind of step back into an element where things are just a little bit different. This isn't hustle and bustle of the city. This is people being able to come up and enjoy a very unique area of our community, but also experience our community in a lot of different ways. And I know that's one of the big draws to this event.
Yes, David. And yes, we are excited about this event. And with the just experiencing a country fair, there are going to be children's activities, pumpkin bowling, the food, the smells, the 160-juried arts and craft dealers. It's just a wonderful time, and it's just the way the community comes together to raise money, but all this money goes back into the community in a way that helps everyone.
And there have been some pretty significant benchmarks that have been reached on the fundraising side too, right?
Yes. Last year's fair took the total give back to the community over $1 million. And we'll continue to, dollars spent at the fair go back into our community to help those in need.
Bob and Julie Gates joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business, talking Valley Country Fair coming up on October 19th. Again, that's an all-day Saturday event. We'll get into hours and details here in a little bit. But Julie, to kind of build on what Bob was talking about, this is an opportunity for community outreach that is a little bit different than what some festivals around here have done. This organization has made such a concerted effort to seek out unique opportunities to fundraise or unique opportunities to donate funds toward, to where this is really kind of one of those opportunities to build strength within a community of nonprofits and a lot of folks that are trying to do good things. These funds really help them further those efforts.
Absolutely. So within, so there are two sponsors of this event, Holy Cross Episcopal Church in Valley Crucis and the Valley Crucis Conference Center. And within Holy Cross is an organization called Mission and Outreach Commission, and they're really the stewards of these dollars, but we have a grant process within the organization. We accept applications once a year from nonprofit organizations in, I believe, a 3-county area. And I can name off some organizations that have been recipients of dollars. Many of these will be very familiar to folks listening. Casting Bread Ministries, the Community Care Clinic, Hospitality House, Spirit Ride, Whammy. I could name a lot more, but the interesting thing too is that not only are a lot of these organizations recipients of grant dollars and good stewards of these dollars, they're also people who are rolling up their shirt sleeves and helping volunteer at this fair and helping make this fair happen. So it's really, it's an amazing kind of cycle of giving, just watching not only the dollars, but this volunteer labor and the volunteer spirit.
Well, and I think that also helps those folks buy into the process even more because they understand that this isn't necessarily a handout. They are helping earn the opportunity to get some very valuable dollars to their efforts, but also at the same time helping what has been a signature community event for decades now. You mentioned the 41st anniversary, and there have been such great stories told over the years about the distance that people will travel and the artists that they will seek out, knowing that they'll be here at the fair every year. What kind of regional and in some cases national footprint have you seen this event grow over the years?
It's interesting. Of the 160 roughly juried vendors who are at the fair, I believe we may turn over 8 to 10% just through things happen, right? But so if you've been a fair goer for the last several decades, you will know to look for your favorite artist in the same spot every year, and there are relationships with these folks. So they're coming from miles and miles around, and just the relationships between our organization, the folks who within Holy Cross who manage the relationship with the vendors, it feels like old home week. I mean, it's really, they look forward to seeing each other and starting the paperwork process and having all these details come together. But there's just a feeling about it that it's what you hope it would be. And it's nice to see that the fair really, it does have that, just it has a spirit to it that's just sort of takes over, and I think it's one of the reasons why it has endured as long as it has.
Week from this coming Saturday, Valley Country Fair. We're going to talk more about the logistics behind it, some of the things that you can see, some new items at the fair this year that you might be able to enjoy. As, again, we talk about one of the signature events that makes the High Country such a special place here in the month of October. We'll continue on with Bob and Julie Gates, co-chairs of Valley Country Fair, when we continue here this morning on Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson, along with the Gates family, Bob and Julie, talking about Valley Country Fair. We mentioned just about a little over a week away now as we get into the busiest time. Leaves starting to change. I mean, we got it all going on finally here in the High Country. And this is one of those weekends that we always point to make sure it's on the calendar because it's so important to not only the volunteer organizers that put it on, the folks that attend, the co-workers copious volunteers in the community that find unique ways to help solve little individual challenges to put an event like this on. And we'll touch on some of those folks here to start with. But first, Bob, I know that we often talk about what makes each individual festival unique here. I think from a food vending perspective, this has to be one of the foodies events of all of the year, because you've got just about every aspect of the food spectrum covered at the Valley Country Fair.
We have the food and the smells. So the the homemade apple butter that's being hand stirred, the apple cider that's being crushed, the barbecue, the chili, sausages, Brunswick stew, the grill tent for those that have to have the best burgers in town, and then the ladies have their baked goods, the pies, the cookies, the muffins, their jams, their jellies, and don't forget the sweet potatoes, roasted corn, kettle corn, and come early because we'll have coffee and all of the, you will not go away hungry.
Well, it's funny. It's not quite 10:30 in the morning here right now, and I think we just jump started everybody's lunch appetite. So thanks for that, Bob. We really appreciate that. But I think one other element of this too that's a little bit unique. We touched earlier in the broadcast about the fact that this is a football weekend. A lot of people will be up homecoming, tailgating at whatnot, and it's an opportunity. You've said come early, but this is also a chance to get tailgate food and run with it and be able to bring some of the best Valley Cruces out into the tailgate lots at the Rock this time around.
Absolutely. Each of our food vendor or food tents will have to-go containers pre-done. So you can get quarts of the Brunswick stew, the chili, boats of our barbecue, the sausage and brats. Do not forget those. What else do you need for a tailgate?
Nothing. And I don't need you to talk about any more food because I'm going to chew my arm off here in just a second. Julie, this is such an art showcase with the vendors that come. And you talked about nearly 200 juried artists that come through and many of them repeat. But outside of the physical art that's there, this is also a great showcase for live entertainment and those that enjoy the arts that bring this kind of event around and make it a full immersive experience.
Right. I can think of no better backdrop for this event than to hear toe-tapping local artists. And these folks are volunteering their time and effort and their talents, and but pull up a bale of hay and sit down and eat a barbecue sandwich, and we'll have a bagpiper kicking off the fair at 9 a.m. Saturday morning, and talk about a sound that just sounds phenomenal in that valley would be the echoes of a bagpiper. It's pretty cool on a cool foggy morning. So,
what can you tell us about the makeup of the artists that will be here this year?
I know that so many people listening have probably been to the fair over and over again, but everything from blacksmithing to to painters, to stained glass, to weavers, jewelry, handmade jewelry. This is amazingly high quality. Like we said, juried. I mean, there's a very rigid process that these artisans go through to be selected to be able to participate in this fair, and they submit examples of their materials, and they're judged by dozens of people, and so it's very competitive to get in, and once they're in, these vendors really enjoy coming back.
Well, and it certainly speaks to the quality of the event overall. We talked with Bob and Julie Gates today about Valley Country Fair coming up on the 19th. An event like this takes massive logistics to put together. We'll talk some about corporate sponsors in a moment, but there is a literal village, an army of organizers that help put this together. Everybody from the church perspective to the other community organizations that you partner with to help operations. How does that all come together?
It's interesting. you know, one of the things that Bob and I have found, you know, being a part of the fair just the last couple of years, you know, we are chairs this year, but we've been participants in the last couple of years. But, you know, this fair brings out the best in people. It's a lot of hard work, but we've had more people come up to us and ask us, you know, how they can help. You know, it's easy, especially when something's gone on for 40 years. A lot of times I could see people sort of going in the opposite direction when they know they may be tapped to volunteer. And the thing is, it's what you always expect, again, from a situation like this. But we also have organizations that we have helped who are key partners, Hunger and Health Coalition. They are, you know, running the grill tent this year. We have... the Children's Council is helping with children's activities. Again, I mean, I'm sure there'll be some that I'm not thinking, you know, to name at the moment. But again, it takes many, many folks to do this. Yeah, Mason Snow Lodge has been a huge partner of ours. And we'll get into more of the professional sponsors in just a moment.
Sure. As we visit with Bob and Julie Gates this morning, talking Valley Country Fair. As a Parkway parent, we help with the parking part. That's our thing, you know. Parkway parking. Why not?
That's a big job.
We get many emails about it to make sure that we've got enough organizing support. One of the things, as we talk about amenities, there are so many things that people expect to see at events like this, and one thing that you would not necessarily equate to the picturesque beauty of Valley Cruises is incredibly durable and reliable Wi-Fi. But that's coming to the fair this year, right, Bob?
Absolutely. With our partner, SkyBest, we are going to have Wi-Fi at the fair. The fairgrounds are beautiful, but there is zero cell service there. So with their help, we're going to provide, you know, Wi-Fi for our vendors, so that they can do their credit cards, they can do their Facebook, their social media, but then our expectations are that the visitors, the people that are coming to the fair, that you can send your kids one direction, you can go another direction, and you can actually, if all goes well, you'll be able to text and communicate within the fairgrounds, and this is a big plus.
Well, and I think it's so important for events like this that want to continue to build steam and momentum amongst their target audience, but certainly bring more people in, the more that you can share in the moment like that, and having the ability to bring the outside world in real time to this is really going to be something that I know we'll see positive benefits from moving forward. Bob mentioned Skyline SkyBest as the technology partner here, and I know they're really excited about the application they'll be able to bring there. But Julie, there are a lot of other corporate supporters too that have helped along with this. Who else would you like to kind of tip your cap to at this time for those kinds of things?
You know, there are so many, so feel free to give me the cut sign when when it's time. But you know, Chip Norwood at Norwood Commercial Appliances has been a phenomenal partner over the years. U.S. Foods, Freeman Gas. I mean, we have lots of other organizations there, you know, other churches within the High Country. New River Building Supply is a partner this year who's helped us with some materials and so on. Mason's Snow Lodge, we mentioned. The Boy Scouts, Mountain Alliance. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on, and we are eternally grateful for the folks who help us.
9 a.m. to 4 on October 19th. Again, that's 1 week from this coming Saturday, Valley Country Fair. If people want to find out more information, Julie, where can they go to check out a website and get a little bit more detail?
They can go to www.valleycountryfair.org. Everything you always wanted to know but were afraid to ask about the fair, you can find right there.
Well, we really appreciate you two spending some time with us and helping us to wrap our minds around what is an event that we all mentally put on our calendars and say, oh, yeah, okay. It's like one of those calendar
targets where it's like, okay, well, Valley Country Fair is here, so that means this is next. You know, it's like, okay, now it can fall can finish and we can move into Christmas tree season because fair weekend is here. So best of luck with everything. I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Thank you so much. Just remember, this is not an either or proposition for the weekend. You can come to the fair, grab your food, go to the football game, and then enjoy Woolly Worm on Sunday. So there's something for everyone.
And maybe some of the baked goods we'll keep in your car during the game. Bob, is that possible?
Absolutely.
Well, you heard it here. You heard it here first. Again, Valley Country Fair coming right around the corner. Hopefully you can check that out on Saturday the 19th. Again, 9 a.m. the 4, the timeout in Valley Cruces. That'll do it for this edition of the program. Next week, we're going to talk about the 100th anniversary of Boone Drug, something we were able to celebrate a couple of years ago, but a lot going on with one of our great local businesses that provides quality health care prescriptions all throughout the high country. Some things that you're going to want to kind of put in your mind as we get ready, again, moving past the calendar moment that is the Valley Country Fair. That means that we're into winter months. That means we need to make sure you've got flu shots and all that fun stuff. So we're going to talk with Boone Drug next week, right here, same time, same place, on Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here this morning on AM 1450, WATA, and 96.5 FM. Good morning.